Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the Naked Forex Guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter, my eyes get tired after a long trading session. Do you have any ways to minimize eye strain?
Yeah, so, well, first thing is, it sounds like you're probably trading the lower time frame. So make sure, you know, if you're trading the lower time frames, you probably have a background in, like, you know, sports or martial arts or something, because you're able to focus. Maybe you have a meditation background. That's great. You probably eat well. You probably exercise. All these things are going to help you if you're doing these intense trading sessions. But as in terms of your eyes, I'll put a link below this podcast down at the in the show notes. You can get these gaming glasses that I use. Now, I'm not actually even on the computer that much. Today, I think I'm going to be on the computer like, you know, between 90 minutes and 2 hours. Like, that's going to be all my computer time today. The rest of the time I'll be out doing something. So I try and minimize that. But what you would do is you would wear these gaming glasses, right? I don't know if have you seen these, Hugh? These gaming glasses?
Yeah, I actually bought a pair recently too.
Yeah, they're awesome. Like, it cuts out the light. I mean, it's a great way to do this.
Yeah.
And I think it cuts out the blue light or something. And then the other thing you can do is, I've got this software that's really a good idea if you spend a lot of time on the computer. It's I'll link up in the show notes too here to this podcast episode, so you can download it. And I put it on my phone, my tablet, my computer. For whatever reason, I don't think it works on iPhone. I think it has to change something in the iPhone, and the iPhone won't let it do this. So,
well, the thing is, with iPhone, it's already built into the system.
Oh, is that what it is? Really?
It's one of the settings. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So what this does is this software changes as the sun goes down. So what, like, for example, one of the big worries about being on the computer late at night is you get too much blue light, and that kind of keeps you awake and keeps you stimulated. So what this software does, and it, you know, you can use it on your phone, on your tablet, on your computer, is you set it to your location in the world, and so your screen will mirror what the sun's doing. So for example, as we're recording this in Australia, it's winter, and you know, it's the days are really, really short now. So at around, you know, 5:30, when the sun goes down, my computer will actually change, and the blue light is removed from the screen. And so if I'm on the computer after sundown, it's got and it seems a little bit weird in the beginning, but then you get used to it and you don't even notice it. So at night, if I'm on the computer or on my phone or whatever, I'm not going to be getting this blue light, which is really what leads to eye strain. It's why people can't fall asleep, because they're on their devices all the time. You know, they're always looking at their phone or whatever. So I would also recommend that, and you can download that in the show notes to this episode. That's a way of doing that. But another thing that I learned from a friend of mine who's really cool, like, he's like into these health hack things. You know, he's like a really smart guy. And what he's taught people how to get off their glasses. So people who use glasses get off glasses by doing these eye exercises. And basically what you do is you teach yourself to look at something up close. So you might put like your finger right in front of your face, like, you know, I don't know, like 10 inches from your nose, and you focus in on your fingerprint. And then quickly you shift your gaze out the window and you try to look at something, you know, like I'm looking at the, you know, the headland that's like, you know, 20 kilometers out, you know, past this beach. So the beach where I live, that's like 5 beaches away. You know, I'm looking at the headland. So you try to focus in on a tree out there or you know, whatever, something farther away than your finger. And you keep doing that. And what you're doing is you're training your eye muscles to get a little bit stronger, like you would any other muscle in your body at the gym, right? I think what happens over time is our eyes get lazy. And by just keeping them locked into the computer screen, that's something that's probably, you know, it's almost like your muscles are really good at sort of a certain distance, but after that they start to hurt. So I would definitely try eye exercises like that, and I'll post some links to some of those exercises in the show notes below this episode too, so you can check that out if that's something that resonates with you. That might be another way. But I think really, if you have the glasses, that should definitely help. And if you download the software, That might help as well. And if you really are into this stuff, then maybe you can use the exercises too. But hopefully at least one of those will be something that makes sense to you. Yeah.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, I just want to mention that I bought the glasses because I think we talked about it before, and I just wanted to give them a try. I thought it was like a, you know, what the heck is this? But it really does work. And I actually, just by using those glasses, haven't used my prescription glasses in like 6 months. So I'll give the exercises a try too. That sounds great.
Wow, that's awesome, Hugh. I didn't know that. That's so cool. Yeah, those. So you found that the glasses work quite well then?
Yeah.
Oh, that's definitely great. That's great. Yeah. So there you go, guys. We've got testimonial number one. That's awesome. That's great. It's a great question too, because it comes in, you know, for traders who are on the screen all the time. It's, you know, it's one of the things that they have to deal with.
Yeah, it's a occupation hazard.
Right? Exactly right. Yeah. Thanks, Hugh.
Okay. Thanks, Walter.
See ya.